Ken Dean, manager of the Western Farm Show.
All right, Ken. So the Western Farm Show is just around the corner. Can you tell our listeners about what goes on into putting on a show like this and what some of the final preparations are?
Well, believe it or not, we actually start preparing for the following year's show right after the show. So the week after is a perfect time to debrief staff members that have been involved in the planning of the show and then the actual putting on of the event. So it is helpful to get immediate feedback as it's still fresh in our minds. But really in July, we start the process of renewing the exhibitor space, and that really starts the ball rolling. So late fall, early December, and now just the last few weeks, it's really been in high gear as we get ready for our 56th annual event coming up the weekend of February 24th through the 26th, the American Royal Building in Kansas City.
Now, can you kind of give us some background on the Western Farm Show and what people can expect to see and some of the major highlights of the event?
Sure. The Farm Show itself actually started years ago as a hardware show put on by our trade association that owns and operates the Farm Show. The Western Trade Association started back in 1889 and actually held a hardware show for over 70 years. Back in the early 60s, as farm equipment was more prevalent and hardware stores were on the decline, the Farm Show was born. So we still had hardware people involved in the show, but it was more of a farm show back in the early 60s. Our trade association is for ag equipment dealers. We're now known as the Western Equipment Dealers Association for ag equipment dealers and some hardware dealers. So any ag equipment dealer in your area, chances are they are a member of our trade association. And so the monies raised for the show go into providing services for our association members. Highlights this year will include FFA Day on Friday. We proudly invite all of the FFA students and their advisors. Every chapter in Kansas and Missouri is invited. Last year we had over 3,000 students attend our show. We expect as many this year. Also on Saturday, our cooking school put on by our sponsor, American Family Insurance. We had a change there recently. We have been working with a different company besides American Family Insurance. With a last-minute change, they were able to visit with and secure a new cooking person, venue, and that will be the Culinary Center of Kansas City. We'll have two cooking school shows on Saturday, one at 11 and one at 1 o'clock. They'll be in the Wagstaff Theater at the American Royal Building. They will be free to paid farm show attendees. You will need to pick up a free coupon from the American Family Insurance booth. And the other highlight, back for its seventh year, is our low-stress livestock handling demonstration, sponsored by MFA Incorporated. Dr. Ron Gill from Texas A&M, down at College Station, Texas, is back for his seventh year. If you're in ranching at all, this is a great show for you to see, and again, free to paid farm show attendees. Two sessions, one at 10:30 and one at 2. That'll be at Scott Pavilion, which is right next door to the Governor's Building at the American Royal Complex. We had an article that ran about this just a few weeks ago. A rancher who's been in business now for over 50 years said he came the last couple of years, he picks up tips. So if somebody who's been in the business for decades can come and see Dr. Gill work cattle in a low-stress livestock environment, I think it's probably a must-see for anybody in the ranching business. It's low stress for the livestock and for the handler.
Well, it sounds like you have a little bit for everybody. So most people go to a show to see as much as they can or to learn as much as they can. Can you give our listeners some tips on how to get the most out of their experience?
Well, I think the best part about the Western Farm Show is the fact that we have so much of everything there to see. We're blessed that every major manufacturer of equipment is there with big displays. But beyond that, Amanda, what I think what you're alluding to is there's something there for everybody. So, you know, farmers and ranchers that come to our show are doing this in a professional manner. They are in the business. I mean, it's their way of life. So they have an opportunity to see everything that's out there available to them. And generally, end of February is a great time to see the new pieces of equipment and learn about the latest new products. But the other part of that is that they get a chance to see what's available and then talk to the person that stands behind those products. So, you know, we're relying on farmers and ranchers to feed more people with the same amount of land that they had in the past. So how are they going to do that? They're going to have to be more productive. No better way than being educated, if you will, at a show like ours, February 24 through 26.
And one more time, can you refresh us on the times and the cost of this event?
Absolutely. Everything that you would need to know about the farm show, and then also a complete list of exhibitors and categories, are available on our website. So again, the show dates are February 24, 25, 26, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the American Royal Building in Kansas City. The show hours are 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Tickets are the same as they always have been in the past, $8 for adults, and kids 12 and under get in free. Discount tickets are available at our association members' offices. Those are the ag equipment dealers in your area. Or also on our website, we have a link right on the homepage, quick survey, and they'll email you a discount ticket courtesy of the farm show. So all of that information is available on our website, and that is westernfarmshow.com.
All right, perfect, Ken. Well, thank you for speaking with me this morning. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
We just want Mother Nature to bless us this year, and we want all of the folks that want to take part of a big event to come to Kansas City and see what we have to offer at our 56th annual event.